There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. We got a jam-packed, power-packed hour for you, so keep it locked here on the Odd Couple for the next 60 minutes at least. Rob, we've been talking about the NBA playoffs. What a weekend. I really enjoyed the games. Watched just about all of it. And one of the games I was looking most forward to, or most looking forward to, was the LA Clippers hosting the Dallas Mavericks. You talk about star power. James Harden, Paul George, Russell Westbrook for the Clippers. That's with Kawhi Leonard out. He didn't play. And then Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving for the Mavericks, who have been among the hottest teams in the league over the second half of the season. And Rob, the Clippers put it on them, just dominated them, held them to 8 points in the second quarter, one going away, 109-97. It wasn't that close. And James Harden was terrific. Paul George played great in the second half. Slow start, got in a little foul trouble, but was really good in the second half, 22 points. Harden had 28-8. And the Clippers up 1-0, Rob, with the game two, of course, in L.A. as well. And I we don't know about Kawhi Leonard. I am skeptical that he will be back this series. And obviously, if the Clippers keep playing well and winning without him, they'll try to rest him as long as they could.
Rob, I would.
What did you make of what we saw from the Clippers over the weekend?
I just thought it was the perfect scenario, Chris, for them to start the playoffs. Like, just.
Well, you mean without Kawhi?
Yeah. I'm just saying, considering that they didn't have him.
Okay.
Like, if they struggled in game one at home, you know what I mean? Or I just think, like. Excuse me. And if it's a split or whatever, I could see that easily. Dallas is a good team, so yep. I'm not saying like the Clippers were going to sweep them anyway or anything like that, Chris. It's going to be a series. The last two times they played, I think, right? It wasn't both seven games or six or seven games.
Yeah, but that was, I mean.
No, I know it's been a while.
Both
but
teams are a lot different.
I'm just saying, like, I don't expect anybody to run away with it was my point. But I will say this. If you're the Clippers, and we talk about Ty Lue all the time, I really like him as a coach, and they seems to
very
get
good coach.
Yeah, he seems to get the put the right people out there, Chris, and get the most out of people. And James Harden's the X factor. Yeah, you know you don't have Kawhi, but you got three potential or a couple of going to be in the Hall of Fame even without Kawhi, Chris. And James Harden played like a player who is big time in the postseason. Came up big. We already know where Westbrook fits in. And Paul George, I mean, I know he's a borderline kind of guy, but there are
nights. He'll probably make it, yeah.
But you know what I mean. He's not like for sure.
Right.
But he's on the cusp.
Right.
So you got guys right there. There's potentially three guys who could be in the Hall of Fame without Kawhi even being a part of it. So I'm not totally shocked. We saw this team, and I know it's different, Chris, but the Clippers – you don't count them out just because Kawhi's not there. Now, I'm not saying they're going to win a championship or get to the finals for sure if Kawhi can't play and be healthy. But I thought that was the perfect way to start. They got a laugh for an easy game for the first game to be able to relax and give people confidence going into game two feeling like, you know what, we could still play and the sky's not falling on them.
Rob, you said it. James Harden, X factor.
Yes.
If I could go into every playoff game knowing, feeling confident, Harden's going to be Harden. Now, Rob, that doesn't mean every night you get 30 or 25 even. It just means that you're going to be a semblance of the Hall of Fame player you are in the regular season. I can handle an 8-for-20 night. But I can't handle a 2-for-13 night with 7 turnovers.
Nope.
That's what if James Harden is the James Harden of the regular season, Rob, they can beat Dallas even without Kawhi Leonard.
I'm with you
like
on
you
that.
Like you said, they can't win a championship, I don't believe.
No, I think they need
but
Kawhi,
but they can
right.
beat Dallas. And because, like you said, you have got two stars. I mean, that still are stars in Harden and Paul George if Harden plays his game.
Right.
And then Russell Westbrook has become – look, I got to say this. I have so much respect for Russell Westbrook and the way he gave up the ball to James Harden. Now, there's debate, right? Did he – voluntarily go to the bench.
Or did they say something? Right.
And then Either way, though, Rob, he accepted it. His body language is great. His energy is great. He's not pouting. Rob, it is hard for a superstar to do that. You saw it with Allen Iverson. He couldn't do it in Detroit, couldn't do it in Memphis, couldn't do it back in Philly. And Russell Westbrook, I got to give him credit. And he's a huge part of this team because they need his energy. And he played well off the bench.
They do need his energy, Chris. And the other thing, too, is regardless of how he got there, give Westbrook credit. He was demoralized playing for his hometown yep. Lakers. Chris ridiculed Westbrook, everybody, they wanted him gone.
They
imagine
put it all
that.
On him.
It was all on him because they yep. had won a championship without him. They bring him on, and I'm not saying that, Chris, he didn't play poorly. There was a lot of poor play.
Right.
But he got the brunt of it, and he was the one to be made the scapegoat, right? For him to tuck his tail between his legs, because he could have gone to some other teams and
yep.
go, right?
Got out of, get away from
get
here.
Away from L.A. Yep. It didn't work out. It's my hometown. I don't want to be dealing with this.
Yep.
I'll just go somewhere else and play out my career. He didn't do it. I give credit.
Absolutely. I mean, that takes a lot of strength, and I definitely salute him for that. But, Rob, like I said, Harden, here's what I want from him. Don't be tentative. Don't be hesitant. Don't be sloppy. Don't run from the rock. Like, your shot will be on and off. That's just the nature of shooting. But if I can count on him, Rob, to be aggressive, to not run from the ball, to set other guys up, to not make a bunch of turnovers, and not be afraid to shoot, if I can count on all of that, then I feel good if I'm the Clippers. Now, Rob, you remember last year. Was it game one against Boston when Embiid was out and he went for 40 or something like that?
Yep.
Harden. So, look, the whole thing about Harden in the playoffs, it's not that he hasn't had fantastic playoff games. He has. But
he's also had the duds.
Yes,
he's had the duds in big
spots. And the
spot.
Duds tend to come when it's game six.
Because even in that one, Chris,
seven, you know, key games.
That series, didn't he have a big game? I know I'm going to get the games wrong because I don't have it in front of me.
But he had a couple big games.
He had a big game in game one, and then I think game five, if I remember correctly. But then he had bad six and sevens. Look at the numbers in that series.
Yeah, he
right. Didn't he have it 4 or 5? He had another big game, but then he had two bad games to close out the series.
Yeah, last year in game 7 against Boston, he had 9 points.
Right,
and 5 turnovers, 3 for 11, and then in fact those last 3 games. So that was weird, Rob. Game one, that was no Embiid, 45.
On the road points. To win game one. That was big.
Then goes 12 points. Then 16 points.
Game four.
Then 42.
There it is. Game four, right?
Game four. 42 and 9. 42, 9, and 8, in fact.
He had a tremendous game.
Yep. And then 17 and 10. You can take that. But he was only 4 for 8. And then 13 points.
And then?
And 5 turnovers and 9 points and 5 turnovers.
That's what I said. The last 2 games, the 2 biggest games, he didn't do anything.
Yeah, that's the thing. The game sixes, game sevens. And unlike Embiid, I mean, there's no injuries to blame. It's baffling how, and we don't know this for a fact, but when you just watch him in these bigger games, and you know how great he is, but he comes up small time after time, it's baffling how a guy that's so great, Rob, can apparently get kind of psyched out by the moment. And that's going to be the key for the Clippers in this series. Can you count on James Harden? That's really what it boils down to. Because if they can, you still got the two stars. You got Westbrook off the bench, Rob. And you've got a deep team.
They do. They have
Zubac is big, and he played tremendously, 20 and 15. So this is a series. But that's the question. Can you count on James Harden?
Yeah.
What do you think? Do you have a gut on that?
Chris, I like, and we've seen this team, and we saw when they were all together at one point, they were unstoppable.
Oh, yeah, they were rolling.
I like the Clippers, and I do believe, Chris, if the players play within their capability, I'm just going to say it, they can make it to the Western Conference Finals without Kawhi Leonard. We saw, and it was a different squad, but Ty Lue and a different squad did it already. You remember the year that they finally made it the first time in the history of the Clippers, Kawhi got hurt and didn't finish the series before that, Chris, and then he didn't play.
That was Utah, I believe.
Right. You remember that? And they got to the Western Conference Finals.
Well, look, Rob, if they get past Dallas, then you've got either
Chris, the path
OKC
is there. Am I right?
Yeah, absolutely. You got OKC or New Orleans, probably OKC.
And they should be able to beat either one of them.
They definitely. I mean, I would if they get past Dallas, I'm favoring them in the next round. I'm just telling you that. Because of the youth.
No matter if Kawhi's playing or not, right?
Yeah, there's no question. Youth versus experience. And so, there's no doubt. I agree with you. I mean, once you look at the bracket and understand the route, now, if they were on the other side, you had Minnesota or Phoenix, that still is possible, right? But, you know, those teams aren't as inexperienced as OKC or New Orleans. So, Yeah, it's their form, and if they're smart, they're talking about that, Rob, and saying, look, we got a shot. With or without Kawhi, let's go get it done. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Simple question, do you trust James Harden? We've seen him play great as recently as last year in the playoffs and then have some duds to boot. So do you trust Harden to be good enough for the Clippers to beat the Mavericks in this playoff series? Your thoughts next. Chris and Rob, 877-99 on Fox.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. We're live, the iCouple, from the TireRack.com studios. If you're tired of feeling alone in your job search, well, with just one connection, you can find endless job opportunities. And that connection, of course, is Express Employment Professionals. Don't go it alone. Visit ExpressPros.com to find the location nearest you. That's ExpressPros.com. And we want to thank Express Pros here at Fox Sports Radio for being the official employment agency of Fox Sports Radio's NFL Draft coverage. Be sure not to miss NFL Draft Night live right here on Fox Sports Radio. This Thursday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, throughout the first round of the NFL draft, you'll have the insider Jay Glazer, former Arizona Cardinals GM Steve Keim, College Football Hall of Famer LeVar Arrington, and Big Noon Kickoff's Rob Stone. They will have pick-by-pick predictions and reactions to every first-round pick. That's Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern, throughout the first round of the draft, live right here on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeart app. It's all presented by Express Pros. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Do you believe in James Harden in these playoffs?
All right. Let's kick it off with Lo in Colorado. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Lo?
What up, guys? Yeah, I do believe in James Harden, but I think the bigger story here is Luka Doncic. You know, everybody's talking about him being an MVP candidate. What MVP candidate do you know allows their team to get eight points in a quarter, 30 points in a half? I just think, when do we talk about him being overrated? Do you put most of the blame on him or on Jason Kidd?
Look, it was a bad game. There's no doubt. Of the two, I would look more at Jason Kidd. But here's the thing about Doncic, and he obviously didn't have a great game. But he is a playoff performer. Like, these are his playoff averages. 32.6 points, 7.8 assists, 9.4 rebounds, 47% shooting. So that bad game was an aberration for him. He still finished with 33-13-6. But he's faced, we talked about it, he's played, Rob, the Clippers with Kawhi and Paul George when they were at their best. And giving them over 30 points a game and 9 assists, like average, 9 rebounds. So the dude, he didn't have his best game, but I'm not going to put that all on him.
Yeah, I get it. And I can see where people would say, my God, like, how does that happen? How could it be so ugly? It was just weird. Like, you just don't expect it. Not with the kind of players that they have, right?
No. And, Kyrie wasn't great in the first half, you know, I'll tell you what I really didn't like was, and we were talking to Antonio Daniels about it, Rob. It looked to me like he thought they kind of surrendered, like, hey, the Clippers are at home, we'll give up this game. I just thought they probably relaxed when they knew Kawhi Leonard wasn't playing. And thought, okay, we got these boys. And next thing you know, you're in a dogfight, you're getting crushed, and you can't turn it on and turn it around. Game two is going to really be interesting. But that mentality, Rob, I don't like it for a young team that hasn't done a thing, right? A young team that really hasn't done anything to have a mentality of we got this because the other team's best player is out. That's one thing I don't like.
Raymond in Milwaukee, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Raymond?
What's up, Chris? What's up, Rob?
What's up, man?
How are you, Raymond?
All right. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
We appreciate you.
Like y'all was saying about Harden, it all depends on how far the Clippers go. You know, like you were saying, Chris, the winner of this series will be in the Western Conference Finals because I believe they
yep,
will beat whoever come out between Oklahoma and New Orleans.
Yep, that's a good one.
It's how far the Clippers go.
But here's the thing. How far – it's kind of like the chicken and the egg. You're right. How far they go will determine maybe how well he plays. Does he get tighter as they get closer to the championship? But also – They can't win if he doesn't play better. Like, how far they go depends on how well he plays, too, you know?
Right.
But this is a chance for James Harden, and I hope he's looking at it this way. This is a chance for redemption. I'm not just talking about this series, but these playoffs. Like, if he were to play really well, even if he doesn't have to be the leading scorer, but if he balls out and they get even to the finals, I mean, that's a way for him to rewrite, at least to some degree, his playoff legacy. Because right now his playoff legacy isn't good.
Not at all. Ennis in Corona, California. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Ennis?
Hey guys, great show as always.
Thank you, buddy.
I think for Harden, he doesn't have to be the second best player on this team. He can still produce being the third guy, and maybe that's something he's always sort of needed, where it's less pressure on him. I mean, you know, when he was part of Brew's Nets, you know, he was a third option there behind Kyrie and KD, and, you know, they went 13-3 before.
You're right.
He was phenomenal.
Yep.
And so here you have PG, you have other guys who can score without the ball, and they have a good amount of spot-up shooters as well. I think this is a huge place for him because he can now just be really that true point guard. He can score. I mean, what he did the other night was phenomenal. I don't expect that every game. But if he plays good, he doesn't need to be great because right. The rest of the supporting cast and how that team is built with wings for days. The only buzzsaw they'll run into are the Nuggets.
I think you hit it on the head. And that's one reason I liked the move to the Clippers was because with a healthy Kawhi and PG, Harden just had to be the third best player. And they wouldn't be relying on him having to give him 28 a night in the playoffs or something like that. So, but right now, they're going to need him to be great or at least very good every night to survive until Kawhi gets back. So, but yeah, if they're healthy, he can just be a true point guard, and that'd be great. All right, Rob, Dak Prescott spoke, and it didn't exactly build your confidence that he'll be in Dallas long term. That's next, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
The iCouple, Chris and Rob. Live from the TireRack.com studios. And Rob, let's go to the NFL for a moment. All one right. of the big stories of this offseason is Dak Prescott. I certainly thought, and I know it, they still got a ton of time, but I have assumed that they would sign him to a contract extension to keep him in Dallas for the next 4 or 5 years or so. That has not happened. And all indications, including verbal ones, is that Dak will play it out this year. And the Cowboys and he will determine his future in Dallas after next season. Well, Dak Rob spoke publicly. He was at a charity event over the weekend. And here's what he said.
I don't have any fears.
So you believe you'll be here forever playing? Based on your conversations with Jared,
I'm not gonna say I fear being here or not. I don't fear either situation. To be candid with you, I love this game and love to play and love to better myself as a player and my teammates around me. Right now, it's with the Dallas Cowboys. It's where I want to be, and that's where I am, and that's the focus. And after the season, we'll see where we're at, and if the future holds that, then if not, we'll go from there.
Yeah, no, I'm not trying to be the highest paid. Necessarily. I'll wait until negotiations begin and obviously want to put this team in the best situation. So,
okay. Well, Rob, I will say this, and this is based more so on the Cowboys' terrible offseason, in my opinion, rather than what Dak said at this charity event. But for the first time, Robin, I think you've been here. But for me, for the first time, I actually think it's a real possibility that Dak Prescott is not with the Cowboys after next season.
I don't know how you can look at it any other way. Like them not committing money, Chris, and then the postseasons that have happened. He hadn't been there for 3 years, right? What is it, 7 or 8 years now?
Yeah, I believe eight.
8 years. Like this is, we got plenty of, what do you call it?
Sample size.
So yeah, this ain't a two-game sample size where you go, it's not big enough. You got plenty, Chris, to really look at it. And, you know, the Cowboys are usually the ones who are going to pay and all this. For them to hold up on this in this situation just says a little bit to me. And I'm with you. I really believe that if they fall short, they will move on and they'll just have to do something else as much as it is hard to get a quarterback. Every team is looking for a quarterback.
Yeah.
So I do get it. That's why guys get to stick around. That's why they keep paying some of these guys, because it's easier said than done. Let's just get a new quarterback. Get who?
Well, see, that's
there's like 15 teams, Chris, that would take a new quarterback if they had an option.
And that's why I've always assumed they would bring Dak back. And maybe they will. But, Rob, everything they've done this offseason thus far, now the draft, of course, is this week, but they look like their number one priority has been to be frugal. Right? They've lost several top free agents on the offensive line. Tony Pollard, the running back, is gone. They have yet to pay CeeDee Lamb. I think they ultimately will. And obviously, Dak hasn't been paid. Dan Quinn, the OC, left. Mike McCarthy's on a lame duck deal. Heck, they just hired Mike Zimmer as their defensive coordinator. He's on a one-year deal.
Right.
Everything is saying, look, it seems like, Rob, Jerry Jones is like, I'm tired. And in a way, I respect this, Rob. I'm tired of paying all this money, and y'all won't get it done. We can go out in the first or second round on a lot less payroll. And I respect that to a degree. Here's what I would say, though, Rob, to both Dak and Jerry. First, Jerry, as you just kind of articulated, look, franchise quarterbacks don't grow on trees. Now, Dak Prescott is not in the class of Patrick Mahomes or Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson, but he is a legitimate franchise quarterback. And those are hard to come by. So you could, Jerry, you could go the next 5-10 years without getting a quarterback as good as Dak. And so I'd say to him, be careful. Be careful. And then to Dak, Rob, I would say, man, you are the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. All these commercials, all this money you make off the field, you wouldn't be making that as a quarterback of the Minnesota Vikings or any other team. Now,
no, not even close.
So Dak Prescott, Rob, is a legitimate celebrity. And that's because you're the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. You are not a superstar player. Maybe a star, maybe. You're not a superstar, but you are a celebrity because you are the Cowboys quarterback. And that's worth something. Rob, look at the two quarterbacks who call games. Troy Aikman and Tony Romo. Dallas Cowboys.
Yep.
I don't know if he aspires to call games or not, Dak, but...
And they're making like $18 million a year, both of them.
Right. I mean, so he's got to think about this, Rob, both of them. Because, like, Rob, if he took a little less, and do what he wants to do. I'm just saying, if he took a little less, what you would make off the court and just the clout it gives you in society, both while you're playing and afterwards, is worth whatever money you would lose and then some from another team.
Yeah. You're right. And it's the spot that makes it difficult with quarterbacks especially. I think if you're Jerry Jones, Chris, you just can't keep doing the same old thing. And this is where it kind of came to head, because you got to pay this guy, $60 million. You got to pause, Chris. You should be paying somebody $60 million because he's either led you to the championship, Chris, or you truly believe he's going to get you there.
Right.
You can't say either one.
They haven't gotten anywhere near.
Yeah. You can't say
it. He's lost to Brock Purdy, Jimmy G, Jordan Love,
a young Green Bay Packers team came in there and cleaned their clocks, Chris.
Yep.
The Cowboys had won 16 in a row at home and got destroyed in a postseason game.
Yep. Yeah, so It's going to be interesting. A lot of people are expecting big things from the Cowboys in the draft. But, Rob, they only have three picks in the first, like, 170 picks.
Wow.
So, it's going to be – I don't know what they're – like I said, it looks like they're like, look, we're tired of spending all this money for you guys to underachieve. And that's what they did. I'm not saying they should have won the Super Bowl, Rob. But to get beat the way they did, you mentioned it, at home, hadn't lost in 2 years at home. To get beat the way they did by a young – what was it? I think the Packers were the youngest team in the playoffs. I mean, come on, that's ridiculous. That is absolutely ridiculous. Dak wasn't the only one, but he was one of the key ones to not show up. So it's interesting. All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. Plenty mo. Rob, we have a new entrant into the GOAT conversation. Here's a hint. He played in the green and white. A few other places, too. That's next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bridgestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. Thoroughbred Racing has a new independent regulator. It's called HISA, that is implementing comprehensive reforms, and the sport is combining hands-on care with cutting-edge technology to help keep its athletes safe. To learn more, visit safetyrunsfirst.com. That's safetyrunsfirst.com. Rob, The Athletic a few years ago began doing an anonymous players poll near the end of each season. And this year, they did the same poll. They had 142 players who responded anonymously, and they asked them a lot of great questions. Here's one. Who's the greatest player of all time? Now, Michael Jordan was the leading vote getter with 45.9%. LeBron right on his heels, Rob, at 42.1%. But that's a lot of – LeBron has really closed the gap recently. In 2019, Jordan was 73% to 11.9 for LeBron. And even last year, Jordan was 58.3% to 33% for LeBron. So LeBron closing that gap. But that wasn't the thing that has people buzzing about this poll. Michael Jordan 1, LeBron James 2, Kobe Bryant 3. Remember, this is greatest player ever. 9.8% of the players said Kobe. 0.8% said Steph Curry.
Wait a minute. So Steph voted for himself? Oh, I'm sorry.
0.8% said Magic Johnson as well. So they tied. And actually, it was a three-way tie, Rob. Steph Curry, Magic Johnson, and Paul Pierce.
What you talking about, Willis? What? What are you talking about? Paul Pierce.
I mean,
Pierce.
First of all, with all due respect to the great Hall of Famer, Paul Pierce, but even he knows he is not in the GOAT conversation.
Chris, this is why Chris and I, and we're not just, this is not, we're not just saying this because we're former athletes and we're media. We're just telling you that whenever you put this in the hands of these former players, it's a disaster. It's
Absolute disaster.
It is. These are the same guys, Chris, who now have LeBron close to Jordan, who at one point, like 150 of them didn't even vote for LeBron for the All-Star game when they had players vote for the first time. You remember that? Same thing with KD. And all these other – like what? Like, it's okay to say that Paul Pierce was one of your favorite players. I get that. He's my favorite player. All right, that's great. But do you understand what the GOAT conversation
means? Maybe they don't. I mean, Rob, that's the thing. Maybe they think it's just my favorite player.
But they didn't get asked that question. Like there's a question. Hey, who was your favorite player growing up? And who's the GOAT, the greatest of all time? They're two separate questions. well, how could you get them mixed up? But it sounds like they get it mixed up, Chris, because of the answers. Paul Pierce doesn't belong in that conversation. He's a Hall of Famer in his own right. GOAT. GOAT.
I mean, Rob, look, count your lucky stars. Thank your Heavenly Father, fans, that the media votes on MVPs and all NBA teams and Defensive Player of the Year and all of that. There might be the occasional vote that you don't agree with or winner you don't agree with or, you know, whatever. But if players did it, Rob, that players used to do it. Players used to do it back in the day. And that is when, Rob, the only time, I don't know if it's the only time ever, it might have been more than once, but when the players voted for MVPs, Rob, that's when, Bob McAdoo won it. Well, his team was 49-33. Was it Kareem? Somebody won it and they didn't even make the playoffs.
It might have been Kareem. Yeah, I think it's Kareem, Chris. Because you think you said that. Yeah, I think it's Kareem, isn't it?
Yeah, I believe it's Kareem. But, Rob, that's the thing. Thank God that the players don't vote for these awards. And I know they now have their own little award thing. But, I don't know how many
people. I just, taking that.
Yeah, in 1976... Rob, it was Kareem's first season with the Lakers. They only went 40-42. And they didn't make the playoffs. And Kareem was the MVP. So, I mean, that's what players voting will get you.
Hey, Rob G, jump in.
Guys, you know what makes this even more egregious is that on the latest episode of The Shop, which I know Rob never misses The Shop.
I never miss The Shop. Only on that show can everybody agree in a barbershop. Right? I've only owned a barbershop for 22 years.
I find the show entertaining, but you are right. Chris, it's too agreeable.
Stop it. Yeah. Come on, stop.
So on the most recent episode, LeBron was a guest on his own show, which almost never happens. He usually lets the other two guys handle it. So he shows up, and during the course of the conversation, he brings up, I believe it was the 2012 MVP race, where he was one vote shy of being the unanimous MVP.
This was fun.
And that was, I think it was Gary Washburn, the guy who voted for Carmelo Anthony. Can you imagine LeBron's opinion if the players voted this year and Jokic was one vote away from unanimous MVP and the vote went instead to Austin Reeves? Because that's the equivalent of saying Paul Pierce is the greatest player of all time.
Right.
Can you imagine the vitriol one player who said, I got Austin Reeves as MVP?
Yes.
You're right.
And LeBron went on this whole tirade about this is why players should be the ones voting for this kind of stuff.
Is that what he said?
Yes, he did.
What I found funny was LeBron talking about, I'm exposing the guy that voted. I know who it is. We all know who it is.
We know it's Gary Washburn. We know Gary.
He said he's going to expose him in the documentary is what he said.
Yeah, it's like, his LeBron,
own, his own documentary.
Been?
It's my guy.
Where you been? We've had Gary on the show and given him flack.
We already know. Come on.
Come on. So that was the funny thing to me, but yeah, players should not vote.
No, it would be worse, Chris. It would be worse.
I'm watching games every night. Every night.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.